Well, every week we always get someone from the official opposition NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat. And joining us on the line right now is Marlon Schmidt. He is the NDP's Environment and Parks critic and also the MLA for Edmonton Gold Vargas. First of all, Marlon, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Good to talk to you today.
All right. Well, the main subject I wanted to discuss is the NDP bill out about Alberta's parks. This is obviously in response to what the government made the announcement last year about selling and possibly delisting provincial parks, and then they kind of backtracked a little bit on that one. So I guess first a question for you here today, Marlon, is what's all going to be sort of part of this bill you have out here?
So the bill basically has two main components to it. The first component is a legislative requirement for the government to consult with Albertans before they implement any changes to parks or provincial recreation area boundaries. That's in response to the government's plan last year that was released completely by out of the blue and took everybody by surprise, because nobody knew that these proposed changes were coming, and people were upset that nobody had asked them whether or not they thought these changes were a good idea before they were being proposed. So that's the first part that the bill deals with. And then the second part is a legislative requirement that proposed changes to park boundaries be completed by a vote of all members of the legislature. Because right now, provincial parks can be, the boundaries can be changed, or they can be eliminated simply by a decision of cabinet. And that those decisions are made behind closed doors. There's no public scrutiny. And we don't think that that's right. We think that if a park is going to be changed or eliminated, that should happen by vote of all members of the legislature.
And so I remember when the province made the announcement about potentially getting rid of some of these parks, and there were some parks around up in our region that were kind of on that sort of chopping block, if you will, and a lot of people around here were kind of like, whoa, wait a minute, we didn't know this was going to be a thing. So this is obviously be kind of have sort of more, I guess, checks and balances, a way to prevent a decision sort of on that front, instead have sort of more of that consultation, as you mentioned there.
Yeah, exactly. These parks belong to all of us. And the government shouldn't be taking people by surprise when they're thinking about making changes to our parks. And so if this legislation is passed, that would prevent that from happening.
And I understand with how this bill is working here, that there'd be a lot more, I guess, openness with Albertans on sort of the process around provincial parks here, I would take it.
Exactly, and one of the concerns that people have raised with me regarding the parks issue is that the Parks Department had a consultation policy in place, and unfortunately the government has dropped it. So this will replace that consultation policy, but also strengthen it by giving it the force of legislation, so that it has to be passed by the legislature, and it couldn't be changed except by a vote of the legislature in the future.
And especially when we talk about parks, of course, we are coming up on summertime. You know, this is a time of the year that, you know, hopefully as we work our way out of the pandemic, you know, a lot of people will be going out and exploring those various parks across the province. How do you think that sort of speaks to sort of the value of these parks to sort of the people of Alberta here?
Well, you know, last year, as far as we can tell, parks had record numbers of visits from people, and provided an important opportunity for recreation at a time when not many other things were available. And I think that now that more people realize what's available to them in their backyards, I hope that Albertans will continue to spend more time in Alberta's parks and enjoy the natural heritage that we all have. And I think that because more people understand and appreciate what we have, I think it's more important now than ever to protect those things.
And finally, whenever we have a guest here on the Trending 55 hot seat, we always like to add a few personal questions there, kind of show that, hey, you know what, these politicians are people too. And of course, as we come up on summertime here, Marlon, I guess, so what's kind of sort of the activities you like to do out there when the weather's kind of nice and warm and whatnot?
Well, you know, I like to get out into my backyard. The pandemic has been the first time that I've started a garden. And so I'm going to try that again. But I'm also looking forward to getting out with my kids and doing some hiking this summer.
Yeah, well, there is some good landscape up here at the Peace Country. Check out if you ever make your way up here for that. Anyhow, the NDP Environment and Parks critic, Marla Schmidt, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.